Part 1, Chapter 4. Johnny Goodboy sat with his knees to his chest, his arms wrapped around them, staring into the remains of the dance fire. Chrissy lay on her stomach beside him, idly shredding the seeds from a large sunflower between her very white teeth. She looked up at Johnny from time to time, a little puzzled, but not unduly so. She had never seen him cry before, even as a little boy. She knew he had loved his father, but Johnny was usually so tall and grand, even cold. Could it be that under that good-looking, almost pretty face, he felt emotions for her, too? It was something to speculate about. She knew very well how she felt about Johnny. If anything happened to Johnny, she would throw herself off the cliff where they sometimes herded wild cattle to their death, an easy way to kill them. Yes, she'd just throw herself off that cliff. Life without Johnny Goodboy would not only not be worth living, it would be totally and completely unbearable. Maybe Johnny did care about her. The tears showed something. Patty had no such troubles. She had not only stuffed herself with roast meat, she had also stuffed herself with the wild strawberries that had been served by the heap. And then, during the dancing, she had run and run and run with two or three little boys, and then come back to eat some more. She was sleeping so heavily, she looked like a mound of rags. Johnny blamed himself. He had tried to tell his father, not just when he was 7, but many times thereafter, that something was wrong with this place. Places were not all the same. Johnny had been... was... sure of it. Why did the pigs and horses and cattle in the plains have little pigs and horses and cattle so numerously and so continuously? Yes, and why were there more and more wolves and coyotes and pumas and birds up in the higher ranges and fewer men? The villagers had been quite happy with the funeral, especially since Johnny and a couple of others had done most of the work. Johnny had not been happy with it at all. It wasn't good enough. They had gathered at sun straight up on the knoll above the village where some said the graveyard had been. The markers were all gone. Maybe it had been a graveyard. When Johnny had toiled, naked so as not to stain his puma skin cloak and doe breeches, in the morning sun, he had dug into something that might have been an old grave. At least there was a bone in it that could have been human. The villagers had come slouching around, and there had been a wait while Patty tore back to the courthouse and awakened Parson Stafford again. Only 25 of them had assembled. The others had said they were tired and asked for any food to be brought back to them. Then there had been an argument about the shape of the grave hole. Johnny had dug it oblong so the body could lie level. But when Stafford arrived, he said it should be straight up and down. The graves were dug straight up and down because you could get more bodies into a graveyard that way. When Johnny had pointed out that there weren't any burials these days and there was plenty of room, Stafford had told him off in front of everybody.
You're too smart,
Stafford had rapped at him.
When we had even half a council, they used to remark on it. Every few council meetings, some prank of yours would come up. You'd ridden to the high ridge and killed a goat. You'd gone clear up High Peak and gotten lost in a blizzard and found your way back, you said, by following the downslope of the ground. Too smart. Who else trained 6 horses? Everybody knows. Graves should be straight up and down.
But they had buried his father lying flat anyway, because nobody else had wanted to do more digging, and the sun was now past straight up, and it was getting hot.